Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Bow! In the house. Good evening and welcome to Living in Las Vegas. I'm your humble host, Scott. My name is Jacob Cannon, as you've seen me before. And to stage right of me, I have he who is known by the name of Pimpin' Wayne.
Thank you, thank you. I'll tell you what, my mother must be so proud when she sees that lower third.
She's got to be.
Oh, my son, he's in Las Vegas. They call him Pimpin' Wayne. I can only imagine. But yes, we're here. I know what people are probably thinking right now. First and foremost, yes, we are some handsome men.
Oh, definitely.
We are filling in for the ever omniscient Scott and the ever graceful Melissa here this week.
Definitely. We're gonna fill in. We're gonna do our best to entertain, amuse, educate, and maybe even do a little tap dancing later on in the show. But that might be Vivian too. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later. So what are we gonna talk about this week? Before we get started, I want to thank LASIK of Nevada, Dr. Rothman. He's a great guy and does a lot of procedures here in Las Vegas, world-renowned. Dr. Rothman, thank you for your support. Also would like to thank Chris Heron over at Bread and Butter. Delicious, man.
I want to bite into that monitor right
just
now.
Just looking at that makes me blinking hungry. Chris Heron's a great guy, friend of the network, and Bread and Butter, those guys are great. The food is delicious. Fresh homemade breads. Oh my God. If Chris Heron was a little bit closer to my house, I'd probably weigh 350 pounds. 350. Anyway, so thanks, Chris Heron. Thanks, LASIK of Nevada. Also want to send a big thanks to, if us two handsome guys up here, there's got to be somebody over there making it happen. I'd be slamming Sam Seegers over there on the TriCaster. Hello, Sister Sam. So thank you for handling that. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about some glow sticks, fuzzy boots, and glitter.
So enough about my weekend. What'd you do?
Glow sticks, fuzzy boots, and glitter. We're going to talk about EDC, Electric Daisy Carnival. We're also going to talk about Manny and Floyd, and we'll wrap up with a couple of final thoughts. Going on to EDC, Electric Daisy Carnival, we've actually got, I believe, a photo of some lovely young ladies. Wayne, you want to add a little color to that?
This is,
not that it needs
I'll be honest, I'm not sure what her name is. Of course, I didn't catch a lot of names. No. In all seriousness, this is basically, in a nutshell, the typical Electric Daisy Carnival goer. My wife, Hannah, works in Sephora inside of JCPenney. And they had people all weekend coming there just so they could look like that.
Wow.
There's her and her friend. You got it, the fuzzy boots, the glitter, the neon pastel colors, the crazy makeup, the hair. People came into Sephora all weekend for over the 3 days, and they said, make me look like that.
Wow. That's colorful, to say the least.
That's a technicolor.
Technicolor. That is the Electric Daisy Carnival. That is something that's held out here in Las Vegas. It was held out last year. And we're going to dive a little bit more into that in just a few minutes. We're going to tell you a little about what it was about, some of the music that was played there, some of the people, the attraction, and everything else about Electric Daisy Carnival. Again, Manny and Floyd as well. And then we'll wrap up with a couple of final thoughts.
Which I don't even know about.
Yeah, this is going to be a surprise with the final thoughts. But you're watching Living in Las Vegas on the Vegas Video Network. We'll be right back.
You know, one of the things I like best about the Vegas Video Network are the people. There are no divas here. Everyone is exactly the same off camera as they are on.
Hey guys, what's Cocktail of the Week this week?
You know what? I'll let you know what it is when it's time for you to know what it is. Why don't you get off the stage and get back in your production hall? Oh my God. You know what? And tell Cheap Ass Whitney to get us some decent brand liquor. This hobo off-wrap crap ain't cutting it. God, idiots.
Totally.
So what is this Electric Daisy Carnival? It's a big 3-day festival held out in Las Vegas Motor Speedway where you get to hear DJs, some music, some house music, some techno music, some, I don't know, I'm too old for this kind of music. Yeah, the boom, 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 boom. That's really the kind of music you're going to hear. And if you're into that kind of stuff, great.
And a lot of people are.
And a lot of people are. Great, groovy, Lord bless you and everything else. I'm a little bit too old for that, as you can tell by the gray in my hair and in my beard, much less staying up all night. I think that thing starts at what? 10 or 11 o'clock at night, Pimple?
It is, yeah. And like any good party, who shows up right when it starts? You want to show up fashionably late. So we're talking 11, 12 midnight. The girls that you saw in the picture, they didn't show up to Penny's until 7 or 8 to get their makeup started. You figure that's all the way, you know, the Speedway is at least a good 30, 45 minutes from there, the traffic and all that. So yeah, it's a party that doesn't start till late and doesn't end till early.
And that's a little bit about the Electric Daisy Carnival. Did you go to that, Pimple Wayne?
No. You know what? Believe it or not, I was able to have just as much fun probably going there as I did just looking at the picture. I can say, oh, that's nice, and then I can go home. I can turn on 60 Minutes at 7 o'clock on a Sunday and, you know, then fall asleep, be in bed by 8:30. Because I am a little bit of the older persuasion myself.
And if you want to hear, I don't know if you can hear a little bit of that, but that's a little bit of what, yeah, you, boom, 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 boom.
I don't even know the right move
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, me either.
I got two moves. It's shoulders and it's a little bit of hip. But it's mostly shoulders and arms. You can ask my wife, yeah. Did you get the shoulders moving?
Yeah, that's doing pretty good.
That's it.
But this thing is massive.
Hit my peak.
This thing's massive. It was like 245,000 people.
Well, it's a 3-day event.
Over the course of the 3 days.
Excuse me, I just hit puberty there.
Yeah.
It's a 3-day event. It starts on a Friday. And apparently, I should have been in EDC. 3-day event starts on a Friday. Goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, 100,000, roughly about 100,000 people a day.
And then, not only that, but due to the fact that there's such a mass of people, traffic was all kinds of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I heard reports of 2 hours or 2.5 hours to get from Las Vegas out to Las Vegas Motor Speedway where the event was held. Normally that's a 30, 45-minute drive. Not only was traffic crazy, not only were things just crazy around the city, because we also had the fight going on, but the room rates were also jacked up. The room rates were, some people would say, overly inflated. Some people would say they're pretty much in line. You work a little bit around the casino industry, Wayne. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, most days on the Strip, what you're going to find is mostly what most people consider inflated room rates. But this is an event that even if you didn't go to it, this is the type of event that chances are it had some type of impact on you. Either you were at the mall and you saw some crazy looking people walking through and you know, it started to give you a little bit of a headache. You had to kind of, you wish you could turn the contrast down on them. If you didn't see that, you were out driving around, you had the traffic mess, good luck catching a taxi somewhere because they're all trying to get people to that event. That event's probably 40 minutes away. It's up at the Speedway, which might as well be in, you know, in South Reno, where we know where some people live.
Mm-hmm.
So chances are it impacted you either through the taxis, the seeing the people, the amount of people in, or yeah, or the roommates. Most rooms on the Strip, I think you had some statistics there.
Yes.
A room like at an Aria normally goes for $246 a night, $250. Was it upwards of $350?
Yeah. Sam, can you pop that up really quick for us and let the viewers see? I mean, look at that. You got Aria was $364 this weekend, regular $264. Venetian $279, $304
Circus
this weekend.
Circus gets $154.
Super like, 8.
Really?
Super 8 Las Vegas. Normally $60 is $165. Bob?
You know, I know a little bit about that Super 8. Really, at the front desk, you can talk them down to about 40.
Really?
Yeah, I am pimping Wayne.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You can you get rooms by the hour?
Hey, so going back to EDC. yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
It's a crazy event. Definitely something that
Artful Dodger.
You.
Artful Dodger, pimping Wayne.
Quick like that.
He's quick like that, he's saying. But this is a big deal. I don't think there are any reported deaths directly at the...
No, that place is chocked to the hilt with water stations, medics. It's generally, believe it or not, a well-behaved crowd. I've never been there, but I mean, you read the newspaper every day. I have some friends in the police department. It's they're generally on their best behavior.
Yeah, so that was a little bit of EDC. I think it's a great event. It brings tourists in. It brings
$165 million to the city.
$165 million to us and to our economy. So thank you, EDC. We hope to hear you dubstepping, steampunking, doing
back again soon.
Next year, or maybe even later on this year. Who knows? You are watching Living in Las Vegas. When we come back, we're going to talk about Manny and the Knockout.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Vegas Video Network. You're watching Living in Las Vegas. My name is Jacob. We've got Pimp and Wayne here. Hey, if in the future, if you want to reach out to us or have a question for a future show, you can send us an email. That email is onairq@livinginlv.com, onairq@livinginlv.com.
Now, some of my people, I see them out on the street. They're like, you know, Pimp and Wayne, I want to contact the show, but, you know, they're not so much caught up on the email. There's not a lot of Wi-Fi at the Super 8 Motel down by the Strip. So is there any way that maybe they could... contact us some other way than through email? They're not very good typers.
Well, if they don't want to hop on the email, you can show them that screenshot right there, Sam. They can just hop on there and leave us a voicemail. They can just go over to the right-hand side, click this little button right here, and go click, send us a voicemail, click start recording, and we were here, as Scott Whitney calls, your dulcet tones on the air. If you don't want to do that, you can hop in the live chat if you're out there right now. Or you can catch replays on Vegas Video Network, iTunes, YouTube, Roku, KSHP, 1400 AM, 1440 on Saturdays.
Sounds great, my Mustang with the top down.
It sure does. And what sounds better than listen to us besides looking at us?
Right, yeah. If you could do both at the same time, that really,
that's,
you know.
I think
if you really wanted the full immersion experience,
yeah,
come on down, join the live studio audience.
You could do that if you want to do that. Sam doesn't have a key for this, but it's info@VegasVideoNetwork.com. It's info@VegasVideoNetwork.com. All right, we want to talk about a knockout, and before I get to that, I want to thank thefuture.fm. If you missed EDC and you want to go back and relive EDC and listen to some of the live sets.
Maybe you were there and you just don't happen to remember it. It was late.
Some people might have been
it
there.
It was late. Sometime,
and under
you know,
the influence of sleep.
Yes.
Or
absolutely
lack of sleep.
Some people maybe were just high on life.
Some people could be high on life.
Yep.
There is no doubt. You can go to thefuture.fm and relive all the live sets from EDC. All right, we talked about a knockout. It wasn't a knockout in a figurative sense, but maybe a literal sense, where Manny Pacquiao lost for the first time in, I don't know, how many fights?
7 years. Seven years worth.
In 7 years worth of fights, and there is a lot of controversy and conspiracy theories around this. Pimp and Wayne, your thoughts.
Yeah, let's see. What, first off, we have to say ourselves, what's it have to do with Las Vegas? The fight was held here at the MGM Grand, actually on Electric Daisy Carnival weekend. So a good little tip to those, if you're thinking of coming out and visiting us here in Vegas, maybe coming out and joining the live studio audience or just vacationing out here, make sure you check to see what events are going on, because an event like EDC, which brings in, you know, almost a 250,000 people, an event like the Pacquiao fight, if that, those aren't your specific cups of teas, maybe you say to yourself, I'll hold off on Vegas till next weekend. So definitely you can check the local newspaper. You can check the Las Vegas Convention and Visitor Authority's website to see what conventions and other events are going on. But this was the second one of those events. Jams and the People, MGM Grand Garden Arena. I think the place sits something like 30,000 people. And it was, everybody of course wants to see Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. Well, Floyd is currently taking up residence. He is now performing at the Clark County Detention Center. So in the meantime, you had Manny Pacquiao, who is of Filipino descent, I believe a Filipino congressman, loved by Filipinos, and of course here in Vegas, we do have quite a large Filipino contingent.
That we do.
Facing a man named Timothy Bradley, who had some championships in his own right. So you have these two guys in boxing. You know, the original, one of the original pugilism sports where it's just, this isn't the MMA, this isn't the ground and pound, this is old school trying to knock their head off, rock'em sock'em robot style. So they had them there. Manny Pacquiao, big favorite. He was a minus 400 favorite, which in casino speak basically means you have to bet $4 just to win a dollar. Versus the other guy, the underdog, if you bet just $1, if you won, you'd get $3.50 back, so plus 350. Just a huge, huge setup for all of this. So it's held in Vegas, but of course, you know, if there wasn't alleged that the fix was in or that, you know, the casinos were running this one, it wouldn't be Vegas and it wouldn't be a conspiracy theory. So here you have this fight. This Manny Pacquiao just beats this guy around, kind of like, you know, you and Scott around normally in normal days in the office. You know,
no comment.
You just have your way with him sometimes. No, VVN2, get your credit cards ready, kids. Please be 18 years or over, or at least get parental permission. So just like that, in around here, just a dominating performance. And so you invest your time and it goes the full 12 rounds. You're like, wow, he just dominated him. And then the next thing you know, Michael Buffer, with the Let's Get Ready to Rumble, who's still pulling in $10,000 in appearance. How much wood is that guy knocking on these days? Tells you that what you just saw, you didn't see, you know? So they say that Bradley wins the fight. Immediately, the crowd just goes crazy at the MGM, booing, throwing things around. And it was a huge impact. A lot of money was placed on Pacquiao, but not only the Filipino crowd here in Las Vegas, but the MGM stated that they took two bets on Pacquiao over $100,000 each.
That's a lot of scratch.
I mean, it's just one of those things that just totally gives Las Vegas a black eye. Because boxing already has this connotation of maybe almost like pro wrestling these days. And now you've got three judges who judge this, all from the state of Nevada, all appointed by the Nevada Athletic Commission. I mean, Nevada did nothing but sign off on all of this and rubber stamp it. And now we've just got this problem that it's just a complete embarrassment in the country.
But I'll say this. I don't think this is the end of boxing. I don't think this is the end of boxing at all. This may attribute, I think, slightly to the rise in more MMA, slightly. But I don't think this is the end of boxing. You've had, and I mean this by no offense, but you've had Mike Tyson bite off somebody's half of somebody's ear and spit it across the ring. No offense, champ. I know that you live around this area.
I want ears to children.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've had that. You've had the hang gliding guy flying in on the propeller thing, whatchamacallit, to a Holyfield fight or
way
something.
Way back when.
Years
yeah.
Ago, yeah, way
Caesar's
back when.
Palace in the
90s. So this is not the end of boxing. Is it a controversy? Yes. End of boxing? No. Not at all. Not one bit. It's just going to keep going. This is going to be fuel for the fire. This is just another piece of firewood on the kindling for Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather whenever that pops up in the next year or 2 years, or even if it ever does pop up. Now, really quick, we got about a minute. Going back to the gambling aspect, you said at the end of the fight, when 12 rounds, the bell had rung.
Yep.
Bradley was 200-1?
Underdog, yeah. They have what's called in-running wagering, and you can actually bet as it goes on some different casinos. And from the time that the 12th round bell ends to the time that Michael Buffer starts earning his $10,000 again, there you have that brief time. They said that if you every dollar you bet on Bradley, you could get $200 back. That's how much the Vegas casinos thought that this fight was one-sided.
So if you at home or listening at KSHB 1400 AM, think about that. If you would have bet $100,
I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
That'd be 200.
It would be living in Las Vegas.
200K.
Jake Cannon.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up with a couple final thoughts after this. This is Vegas Video Network. You're watching Living in Las Vegas.
This is David Ivey from Pub Crawl. It's funny because this is David from. You should just leave it on. Hi, I'm David Ivey from Pub Crawl, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And scene.
All right, thank you for sticking with us. My name is Jacob Cannon. I got Pimpin' Wayne. We're going to wrap up with a couple of final thoughts here, and I'm going to court some controversy. Scott may fire me for this a little bit later on.
It's all right. I've always been dying to move into that host chair.
It will suit you well, my friend. It will suit you well. I'm going to start this with a little bit of controversy here. And Wayne, I didn't tell you this before the show, and I didn't tell Sam.
Nope.
And Scott, if you fire me, it's been nice working here.
I've been in the isolation booth with the headphones on. I have not heard any of the previous answers.
So. All right. So
20 seconds on the clock. Let's go.
All right. So here's my controversial opinion. If you are an individual, be it single, that comes to Las Vegas looking for sex, don't go to a clip joint. I mean, this is the craziest thing in the world to me. Why?
So you're talking like sport clips?
No, I just want to get my hair looking good.
A
clip joint is one of these places off the strip where you can go and supposedly engage in illicit sexual activity with someone, but there's been at least 3 write-ups in the paper that people are getting ripped off. This one British tourist, I believe is British, got stabbed at this clip joint, going there looking for illicit sex, and basically you go in...
As opposed to non-illicit sex?
Well, and people have this misconception about Las Vegas, so you can come here and have sex and pay for it, and it's all groovy. You can and you can't, so I'll get to that in just a second. But a clip joint is where you go in, you're looking for illicit sex, and they give you a massage, they give you a big rub down and everything, and then they hassle you out the door, and you're out your money. It's called a clip joint. This person got stabbed there a couple weeks back or a month back, whatever, and there's another write-up in the paper about it today. So here's my tip. If you are single...
Is this for experience, or...?
Well, I'll get to that.
Okay.
If you are single...
I hope you do.
If you're single,
not too much, because we got VVN2 to pay for.
This is true. If you're single, or if you're in an open relationship or whatever, let's say you're a young guy, you're single, you come here to SEMA or any other big convention, and you're looking for a little action.
A little something, something.
A little something, something.
A little tea
something.
With your crumpets, if you know what I'm saying, and I think you do.
I do. Pimping ain't easy. If you're looking for that, here's my tip. It's not legal in Clark County at all. Rent a car. Go to Pahrump. It's legal there. It's absolutely 100% legal. Brothels are legal in Pahrump. You see the hot babes to your door and everything else? Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. Don't know. Don't have any experience in that field. But what I'm saying is I do know, not from experience, but I do know, you can look it up on the internet, you can Google it, you can do whatever. It's legal in Pahrump. Rent a car. Go to Pahrump. It's 45 minutes that way. Don't get stuck in a clip joint, or don't get stuck paying for something that you're not going to get. Go to Pahrump where it's legal, it's regulated, and enjoy if that's your thing. Thoughts?
Well, first off, thank you for taking away all of my part-time income now. I appreciate that. But I guess on the upside, I'll make up for it with the hours that you're putting in here, since you'll probably won't make it out of the rest of the day. Oh, is that the phone ringing? Is Scott trying to remote in right now? What's that?
Skype?
Send it to black?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, fade to black.
My thoughts on that. Play safe, play fair, play right, play Vegas. I don't know. Vivian cares.
I mean, if you're coming here looking for that,
is this the public service announcement
for our
program?
This is Vivian.
The FCC rules sometimes say that we have to provide so many hours of educational and informational programming.
Consider this educational.
So is
for
this,
any tourist that's coming here to Las Vegas, be it male or female, if you're looking for sex in Las Vegas and you wish to pay for someone's services, I'm not saying that you can't call the hot babes to your door or hot babes to you or whatever, but if you're going someplace looking for a happy ending, you might get stiffed literally and figuratively. Rent a car, go to Pahrump, it's legal, they regulate it, test it, everything else. Groovy? Groovy. Consider that your tip. VVN cares. Now, one more time. If you want to reach out to us, you can email us at onairq@livinginlv.com. That's onairq@livinginlv.com. Thank you, Pimp and Wayne, for hanging out with me.
Thank
Doing
you
a great
for being
show.
The Carl Malone to my John Stockton.
You're quite welcome. No problem. My pleasure. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Well, you'll see me. I don't know about you.
This is true. You probably won't. Take us out of here, Sam. Ticket.